It helps that you saw fit to provide me with a date for the engagement, as I was then able to calculate the possible effects of tidal forces from Yagdul's trio of moons. But you failed to provide data on the hyperspace origin coordinates of the Star Destroyer.
You can't expect me to have contacts in Imperial Central Command.
And you can't expect me to return an assured prediction.
Then I'll settle for your best estimate.
Be forewarned that I refuse to be held accountable.
All right, I'm forewarned. Now just tell me the odds.
The droid did. His own hunches reinforced, Six next went about the business of borrowing credits enough to lay down a wager that would leave him sitting pretty, even after paying the jury juice commissions the Bath brothers would add to the bet and the lenders had added to the loans. He never even considered that he might lose. Yagdul was the homeworld of an exoskeleton species of humanoids known as Given, who had contributed their mathematical skills to the Confederacy of Independent Systems during the Clone Wars. Located near the intersection of the Rima trade route and Corellian trade spine, the planet was a major reversion point and the site of skirmishes going back millennia. At certain times of the year especially, the same three moons that wreaked havoc with Yagdul's seas and atmosphere conspired to extend the time required for ships to revert from hyperspace and navigate to new coordinates before returning to lightspeed. The perilous tidal conditions left the ships vulnerable to attacks from pirates that operated from a base on the outermost of Yagdul's moons. Shortly after the conclusion of the Clone Wars, the pirates had been killed or driven away, but the base had become a way station for travelers, then a sports resort catering to gamblers and spectators who attended Yagdul's starship races. The local militia put an end to the races when construction on the space station began. But the Given owned and operated sports resort had remained open and ultimately served as the gathering place for many of the high rollers involved in the Yagdul wager. A droid-piloted vessel in stationary orbit between the planet's two inner moons transmitted live feeds of the battle to an enormous holoscreen in the resort's gaming room, around which a mixed-species crowd of rowdy bettors had gathered for near-continuous drinking and impromptu wagering on whether the space station itself would survive. The remote vessel captured the moment of the Desolator's reversion from hyperspace and what was to have been a sneak attack on anti-Imperial forces, as well as the insurgents' swift counterstrike, which not only caught the Imperials off guard, but drove the TIE fighter kill count to 20 in a matter of minutes. Six was relieved that he hadn't wagered on the over-under of 45, but suddenly found himself having to root for a rally by the Imperials, lest the insurgents ruin the spread by destroying too many TIEs.
Gnawing at a fingernail, he studied the updates on the screen, shutting his ears to the game room's caterwaul of energized voices.
The insurgents had scored 13 kills, the Imperials 5. But TIEs were still buzzing from the Desolator's launch base, and the Star Destroyer itself, safe within its combat shields, was beginning to bring its turbolaser arrays to bear on the flights of Headhunters and ARC-170s. Six kept his eyes riveted to the scoreboard.
The Imperials were beginning to score, driving the number of insurgent kills into the teens. But the Imperials were going to have to do a whole lot better in order for Six to collect on his bet. Evading individual engagements with the TIEs, the foolhardy militia pilots were actually going after the big ship, flinging at it everything they had in their limited arsenal, and disappearing one after another in short-lived blossoms of roiling fire.
The crowd was in an uproar, clearly split down the middle in terms of those who had bet the spread and others who had wagered with the Hutts. The over-under number already closing on 45 with a lot of fight left in both sides. All at once the holo images grew noisy with static, then vanished altogether,
with the score standing at insurgents with 19 kills, Imperials with 28.